Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Being a truck driver, I don't always eat right, and it kind of balances out my natural body and gives me a lot of energy. And I just recently went to the doctor to do a bunch of tests, and what was amazing, just like other people have said, is the first question was, what are you doing? You are perfect. And so I told her this balance of nature. And I said, you really need to look it up because it works. So my checkup was excellent. So I'm just thrilled. I am really happy.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
Hi there. Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. I'm really happy about that. I hope you had a great weekend with family and friends as we remembered Memorial Day and as we engaged Memorial Day activities. And I just wanted to, for all you veterans out there, just wanted to give you a sign of respect, because I certainly respect all the sacrifices made in all these families that have loved ones as veterans, those that are still off and working in the armed forces. Welcome back. And I also played the song I Won't Back Down for our next guest, Salih Houdiar, who is the advocating for East Turkestan independence. And of course, What a great guest he is. I've had him on before, and I'm happy to have him on because this topic needs some attention, and it's not getting this attention. And so, especially on live radio like we are. I also wanted to mention MyPillow.com. If you would, please go to MyPillow.com. Get the best products you'll ever own in sheets and towels and robes and slippers and all of these things. Father's Day is coming. What a great opportunity to get something wonderful for the man in your life, the father in your life. But also the fact that it also helps the show as well. We've partnered up, and Mike is trying very, very hard, the MyPillow guy, to bring awareness to the fraudulent activities in the election, to the very fraudulent election, and also doing a number of movies on it, and also putting up websites for censor-free Facebook activities, which I love about him, frankspeech.com. But make sure and help him help the show, and then also you get to help Truth and Radio, but you're also getting these wonderful products that you get to have. And I'm telling you, they're fantastic. My guest, Salih Houdiar, thank you for coming on. Really appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about what is going on in terms of how they are conducting certain kinds of technology and certain things that they're doing to get information out from these victims, these Uyghurs. China is terrorizing these people, and I love that you are speaking out on this, and I'm glad you're not backing down on this issue. Thank you.
So as part of its ongoing campaign of colonization and genocide in East Turkestan, the Chinese government has historically tested all sorts of new technology, whether it's from nuclear tests to a conventional test of military equipment to conducting artificial intelligence tests, to where they are conducting artificial intelligence to detect our specific ethnic identity. And In 2017, the Chinese government, 2018, the Chinese government's state media, Xinhua News, stated that between the years of 2016 and 2017, the Chinese government had collected the DNA samples, voice prints, and retina scans of some 36 million people between the ages of 12 and 65 in East Turkestan alone.
Jeez.
It's scary because of where they're going with this. And there was a software engineer that told that whistleblew, right? Told the BBC he installed these systems in police stations and it was about AI. Right?
Yes.
In order to get information.
Yes. So the Chinese government, it's using, you know, East Turkestan as, you know, a base to conduct, you know, tests on artificial intelligence before it, you know, expands it to parts of China and then ultimately to the, you know, the rest of the world. And so, and one of the biggest issues here is the Chinese government wants to be able to detect who, you know, which of the people are Uyghurs and who are not Uyghurs, because it's part of their ongoing campaign to assist them in their campaign of genocide. This is very scary, given the fact that, you know, you might have more, you know, despotic regimes across the world, maybe like in Iran, you know, in other places, the other world as well, that may want to target dissidents or specific ethnic groups in their countries.
Jeez. Prime Minister, you know, the citizens are under daily surveillance. We're under daily surveillance here, too. And the reason I'm tying us into this is because we don't realize some of the things that we do not speak out about. It's almost as if we're condoning them. And these things are happening to these people. And not a lot of people are speaking out about this. And what we condone, we end up suffering from. And so I'm trying to let people know that this awful thing that's going on right now with to these people, what they're using, what they're doing, the high-tech circumstances in which they're working these systems, and this is called the BBC Panorama Program, they're doing these things, and we need to speak out, even if it's for the reason of it could be happening here as well.
Yep.
We need to be speaking out in behalf of these individuals, because what happens to them can happen to us too, right?
It is happening to us.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Go ahead on that, because I want to hear from you. Why are people not speaking out? Why is our press so silent on this?
Well, many people are generally unaware of this because, again, the media is very silent on this issue, and there's various factors as far as why the media is silent. The biggest factor is the fact that the Chinese government obviously censors these type of issues, and they don't want, you know, the public to know about this. And so reporters that do cover these events, these issues, or, mm-hmm. you know, either news companies that cover these, they're, you know, revoked access into China. Reporters are, you know, kicked out of China. And so this is one of the main reasons why they might be silent. But also, it's, you know, this type of thing, these technologies, I mean, ultimately, you know, it's going to be exported to other parts of the world. And,
yeah.
You know, thankfully, we live in the United States. We have, you know, unprecedented amount of freedoms that you cannot find in any other part of the world.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, if we remain silent to this, you know, it might be, you know, decades from now that we might see similar things happening here in the United States. And that's what we fear the most.
Absolutely. So this software engineer that whistleblew told the BBC that the Chinese government is using Uyghurs as test subjects for various experiments, just like rats used in experiments and in laboratories. And they were placing emotion detection cameras from the subject. They were very similar to a lie detector, but it was way more advanced, right? And so he said that officers used restraint chairs, which are widely installed in police stations across China, and your wrists are locked in place with metal restraints. The same applied to your ankles. And then he provided evidence of how the AI system is trained to detect and analyze even minute changes in facial expressions and skin pores. And according to the claims, the software creates a pie chart with the red segment representing a negative or anxious state of mind. And then he claimed that the software was intended for prejudgment without any credible evidence, that they're taking all of these steps and they're using them as lab rats. I can't even wrap my brain around this.
Well, then you didn't see Minority Report.
Well, that's true. This is what's going on, correct?
Essentially, yes. It's a scary version of the Minority Report
right.
Coming
right.
out. I mean, without, you know, any crimes being committed. In fact, this is what the Chinese government, you know, this is the basis of why they're locking up millions of people in these camps, is the fact that they're saying, oh, you know, we suspect that these people might, you know, engage in, you know, certain activities. And that is why we are locking up them into these camps to re-educate them and to ensure that they don't become, you know, anti-government.
Yeah, a problem for the state, right, of China, for China in general. And so they're calling it re-education. Geez, I can't imagine that not happening here. I mean, what's amazing to me is that we're so close to this all across the world. They're trying to implement these kinds of things, but the Uyghurs are suffering from it right now. And people are not understanding this at all. They're not getting this message. They, like you said, our media loves to keep this story down. Maybe they're told to because we're so compliant with whatever China wants to do, the state, the government of China. And so are we having this whistleblower? This was actually pretty rare, I would think, this whistleblower coming forward about the software, about what they're doing.
Indeed, because in most cases, we don't even hear about what's going on until it's too late.
Yeah.
I mean, in many cases, I mean, like we know that organ harvesting has been going on for, you know, over two decades now, but we're just now hearing about this more openly in the past few years.
Right. Right. What can we do to help? Because I know that many people say if they would have known what was going on in the 40s, they would have tried to have stopped, genocide and of course these people being treated this way, and then of course told they're in re-education camps, which is far from the truth. So how do we help in this movement?
So people, the best way to help is to inform others, to urge our members of Congress to, enact legislations, to act against these atrocities, to, you know, apply pressure on our government to act, because essentially, it's governments that are going to be able to really act against these atrocities.
Right.
And people can, you know, follow us on social media at ET Awakening or ETExileGov. And visit our website at east-turkestan.net to learn more.
I know that that because of your hard work, more and more people are hearing about this, and some media will make sure that these stories are told. I can't imagine knowing this is going on and not speaking out about it, but the media seems to be rather silent, and maybe we need to remind the media that are, I think, very bought and sold, most of them, that this is the story that needs to be told. Do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, if we kowtow to China today, I mean,
yeah,
ultimately tomorrow they'll prevent us from speaking about things that are important to us here in the United States.
That is so true. You know, the Conservation Act of 2014, people were giving their farms over to this in the Midwest, and at the bottom of the contract it said that you were basically giving up your land to the United States and its successor. And I kept thinking about China, and I kept thinking about China as our successor, because people don't think it could ever have a successor. And I don't think we realize how dangerously close we walk this line to losing this country. And they have so many vested interests here. And so we have a lot of people and a lot of politicians that are very bought and sold to China. And so I really appreciate you speaking out, and I appreciate you speaking about the atrocities on the Uyghurs and what they're doing to the Uyghurs. I can't even imagine this.
Thank you so much.
You bet. I really appreciate your hard work and letting people know. And let me just tell you, anytime you see people being abused, anytime you see them being abused this tragically, we have a duty, I think, in just humanity alone to speak out. And I appreciate what you're doing, Silly, really.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you again for, you know, giving us this opportunity to highlight these atrocities and to, get the public more aware of what's going on.
Absolutely. Yep. Well, we'll be right back. And I really appreciate you, Salih. And please, this is a topic that needs to be discussed. Really appreciate anyone that is willing to do so. And of course, we'll be right back on The Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.
Thank you.
lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450.